I really do. It's been here, like I say. It's gonna be here. But people didn't talk about those things like they do now.
Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of strange folks around, that's a fact.
Oh, yes.
Say, how would you describe somebody, a person you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper? You'd say he's mighty.
I'd say he's a sour puss. Or well, now I'd use quill.
For that?
Yes, I would. He's mighty quill.
Okay. You ever heard people say he's a little touchy or?
Yes, touchy.
Okay. Or if somebody like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you'd say, well, now just?
Keep quiet. Keep calm.
Okay. Or if I've been working all day, at the end of the day, I might say, well, I'm very
tired.
Or if I was
fatigued.
Okay. What about an extreme case of that? You might say, I'm all.
I'm exasperated.
Right.
Now that's what I'd say. I'm exasperated.
Right.
Or worn out.
Worn out. Right. Say, if you hear that a friend of yours is in a hospital, you might say, well, she was looking fine this morning. When was it she?
Took sick.
Okay. Or, say, if I caught a cold and it affected my voice, I might say I'm a little bit.
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Or, if I
have a little hoarse.
Right. Or if I do that, I've got a little
cold.
Or I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
yawn.
Or I'm feeling
you're tired or drowsy.
Okay. Or at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
wake up, but you'll be groggy.
That's true. I sure will if I wake up at 6. Or say, somebody who can hardly hear anything at all, you say he's just stone
deaf. Yeah, stone deaf.
And when you, in the summer, if you're working outside, it's not long before you begin to
get out.
And when your shirt gets wet, you
push fire or sweat.
Sweat.
Depends on.
And you would say, yesterday he sure a lot.
Yesterday he did what?
Talking about the same thing, you'd say yesterday he a lot.
Worked a lot?
Or what we were talking about, you
oh,
mentioned.
Oh, but yeah,
right. Right, you'd say yesterday he.
He sure sweat a lot?
Right. Have you ever, you said perspire and sweat. A woman told me one time that, that's, you make a distinction there. She said that horses sweat and men perspired and women glistened. So she apparently didn't think it was very polite to say mm-hmm. that women sweat.
But now, to tell the truth, I think there's a difference between perspiring and sweating.
What's that?
You take a man, like you say, he's out digging in the yard.
Yes, ma'am.
He really pours water out of the pores of his skin.
Yes, ma'am.
That's sweating. But perspiring is a mild dampness.
Mm.
Now that's what I think. That's my personal opinion.
Okay. All right. What would you call these things? Some people get them on their skin.
Cancer?
Well, it's just a little white.
Pimple.
Right. You ever heard that called anything else? If it were a bad one?
Boil.